This is Membercare Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Membercare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
For the past 3 weeks at this time, we've been exploring a little the subject of conflict. Now, I say we've been exploring it a little because conflict is, well, it's a very large, gigantic subject. Enormous. I don't know how many words I can find that say how big it is. A couple of weeks ago, I received a good reminder of how widespread conflict is and how many people are interested in the subject. When I went looking on the internet, on the web, to see what has been written about conflict, when I typed the words into the Google search page, they came back to say that there were something like 14 million pages or mentions of conflict in their database. So yes, the subject of conflict is very large. And yes, it is too large for us to cover in any kind of real detail here in a few programs. So that is why I said we've been exploring the subject just a little. We've been looking at ways of helping us to understand a little about some of the conflict situations that you and I might face in our work as cross-cultural Christian workers, and some ways in which we can perhaps find of solving, or at least softening, some conflict situations that come into our lives. And as I think I have said before this, if you have never experienced some form of conflict, then you are indeed a rare creature, maybe not quite human, because conflict happens to all of us. As I've said a few times already, remember, conflict occurs whenever two or more people who care have different opinions on important issues. As a matter of fact, the more you care and the more important the issue, the more intense is the possible conflict. Last week and the week before that, we looked at some guidelines for resolving conflict. This week, we'll try and wrap up the subject. By the way, our thoughts on this subject are based on materials prepared by Ronald L. Kotesky of New Hope International Ministries. Ron has spent a good deal of time helping expat Christian workers, or if you prefer, cross-cultural Christian workers, and he's written a number of helpful materials. One of those items he's written is a brief guide to coping with conflict, or as he titles it, What Cross-Cultural Christian Workers Ought to Know About Conflict, and we've used that as the basis for what we've been talking about. So, again today, we're going to explore some of what Ron has written. Hopefully, we can find something that will help you or me the next time we encounter one of those seemingly inevitable conflict situations. Before we move on, here's something else I came across, which I think is good for us to keep in mind. If you're competing, if you're in a competition of some kind, then conflict is normal. It's a natural, expected part of the competition. You and another person are trying to achieve something. One of you will win. One of you will get there first. One of you will succeed. One of you will get the promotion. One of you will, well, I think you get the idea. So conflict of some form is to be expected in competition. Even if the situation is a cooperative situation, there can still be conflict. Two or more people can be working together with the same overall goal, working on the same team project. The methods you each use in reaching that goal may be different because of your skills, your personalities, your personal viewpoints, your personal convictions, and because of many reasons. Both or more methods may be equally valid or effective, but there may be a clash, a conflict, in the choices of the methods. Conflict can come from many sources and situations, and let's remind ourselves again, being involved in conflict is not necessarily unspiritual. It can be. And your reactions to it can be unspiritual or not, but conflict in itself is part of being human. As Ron has written, sometimes conflict comes not merely from a different opinion of how something should be done. Sometimes the conflict seems to be mainly one-sided, which brings up the question, what if we feel like we're being attacked? Sometimes conflict begins when someone from, well, let's call it the other side, approaches you in a way that is perhaps not appropriate. Let's pick a Bible example for this, shall we? And for that, we can find a good example way back in Joshua chapter 22. Do you remember the story? The people of Israel had just finished years of fighting for the promised land. Every one of God's good promises had been fulfilled, and they were ready for a time of peace and rest. As the people who were going to be living on the east side of the Jordan River were going home, they built a large altar on the property which belonged to those who lived on the west side of the river. For some reason, this action aroused feelings of anger in the people who lived on the west side. So much anger, as a matter of fact, that all those of the west got together and prepared to go to war with the others. Now remember, these were really all people of the same family. And they just finished fighting a war together, putting their lives on the line, fighting for the same goals for each other. Now suddenly, some of them were ready to go to war with some of the others. It could have been a very serious situation. But fortunately, before the fighting began, someone decided, maybe we should ask some questions first before we begin fighting. I suppose you could say it was a sort of an attempt at diplomacy. Instead of just attacking in the heat of their feelings of anger, they sent a delegation to meet with the others and to first talk with them. This, of course, was a good idea, but there was a problem with their approach. This delegation was not very skilled at conflict resolution. The people on the east side had done a certain thing, and the people on the west, without first finding out why they had done it, made assumptions. In their own minds, they decided what motivated the others to do what they had done, and they decided it was wrong, and they didn't like that, and they got angry because of what their imagination had produced for them. And they made predictions of what was going to happen because of what they were assuming about the others. Oh boy, sometimes life can get so complicated when we don't take the time to talk and to learn and to understand. This is something that should not be done in conflict resolution. In our story, which is an actual historical happening, the delegation started with, "How could you? How could you?" If you want to check this out, read Joshua 22 and read verses 16 to 21 in particular. And note how many times the words "you" yourself are used. Now, put yourself in the place of those hearing those accusations and imagine how they must have felt. Not very happy, probably hurt, probably not very calm, and some of them probably felt angry at being falsely accused. Fortunately, though, someone on the east side of the river knew something about how to defuse a conflict situation. First, he tried to smooth the situation by affirming that they were both completely dedicated to serving the same God. He did it using words like "we," "us," or "our," instead of "you, you, you." These first-person pronouns appear 20 times in verses 22 to 29, an average of more than two per verse, and they worked on from there to solve their problem. Well, last week and the week before that, we looked at guidelines found in Acts 15. Remember when Paul and Barnabas returned from a cross-cultural ministry trip and reported on what happened? It's another good example of a method to resolve a conflict situation. We looked at that last week. Well, using these guidelines and refusing to assume we can read minds and refusing to judge motives without first finding out what those motives might be, and by using personal first-person pronouns like "I" or "we," these can all help us to take a long step toward defusing, taking the heat and fire out of a conflict situation, and resolving that conflict. The story in Joshua 22 is a good example of this happening. But what if the conflict is not resolved? Once in a while, all the diplomacy in the world and all the conflict resolution skills we can bring to the table will fall short of solving the problem. Then we have to face it. Sometimes conflicts cannot be resolved, and the options then are either agree to disagree or part company. Now, this happened to Paul and Barnabas. Maybe you noticed that if you read ahead a few verses after the story of solving the conflict with their headquarters, you know, and that all worked out well, but then another conflict came up, a conflict between Paul and Barnabas themselves, which couldn't be resolved easily. In planning to go back for another term of cross-cultural ministry, Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with them. Paul didn't want to do that, and they had a sharp disagreement. Apparently, Paul was task-oriented and didn't want to take a chance on someone quitting. Barnabas was people-oriented and didn't want to hurt feelings and wanted to give John Mark a second chance. We're not told how they tried to resolve the conflict, but it seems they were not able to do so, and they parted company. Bad ending? Well, I don't think so. We have to remember that God works in all things to accomplish his purposes. Because what happened now was God had two teams. He sent Barnabas and Mark to Cyprus, and he sent Paul and Silas to Syria. Sometimes, God uses our conflicts to advance his work. And I know, we could talk about that for a while too, but we won't do that. Because that's all the time we have, and that about wraps up our look at the subject of what expat Christian workers ought to know about conflict, and this was based on materials prepared by Ron Kotesky.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.